Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
There's an NFL giant legend and a host of post and pre who can help me dissect this. And the guy who hosts not one, not two, but yeah, two Giants podcasts in Sean Morash, who can help us dissect this. So here's the piece of news, and then explain it to me and everyone in the audience like we're five. Are you ready? The Giants have restructured the contracts of Paulson Adebo and Javon Holland, creating just over $4 million in cap space for 2025. That is, of course, according to Field Yates, who does a great job covering the NFL for ESPN. What does this mean? What does it mean?
That means that they are clearing cap space, salary cap, which is always fungible, as we all know.
Yes.
Cap space to acquire somebody else's contract.
Oh.
Now, they also filled their last two practice squad spots. Who was the one linebacker? I'm forgetting. Jonas Griffith, who was formerly of the Denver Broncos. He was hurt multiple times. Same ACL. He did multiple ACL
23
injuries.
And 24, he tore ACLs.
Right, but he's of the Denver Broncos.
Uh-huh.
So he's maybe familiar with what Vance Joseph likes to do.
Collect some info.
If you watch Vance Joseph defenses, there's a lot of messing around. We're going to double mug. We're going to drop those guys out. We're going to bring them sometimes. We're going to play cover zero. We're going to play one. We're going to play zone, all that stuff. And so maybe you get some intel. They also signed Juice Wells, who is a wide receiver, who is a rookie, who played with Jackson Dart for their practice squad. So, but the main issue, restructuring the contract of those two free agents that they just brought in, is just to clear cap space, because they're obviously signing somebody
else. So this is like when the Nets traded Allen Crabbe and it created cap space to sign Kevin Durant?
Yes.
Is that the same
Something
thing,
similar,
Sean?
Yeah. But probably not as high end as that.
Very similar. They're not getting KD. And make no mistake, the Giants still needed some cap space to regularly play the game the rest of the year with the back and forth. They didn't need nearly $5 million in cap space.
So a trade is coming, is what you guys are reporting.
Look, when there's enough smoke, there's fire. The Giants are seemingly going to trade for a wide receiver, and it feels like a good year to trade for a wide receiver because of all the positions in the NFL ahead of this trade deadline in a couple weeks. Boy, does it feel like the wide receiver market above anything else has boomed. So,
yeah. Well, I think that is, Sean? There are so many that come into the league every single year.
True.
That are just going to be good. Every year, you're going to get three or four, maybe six good wide receivers that are going to be stars on whatever team they're on. And so it's, I don't want to say it's the easiest position to just acclimate into an NFL team. It's probably running back, because it's just, if you're good, you're good. You know what I mean?
Right. You can pass protect. You can
Right. But the receivers feel like every year there's five or six of them that are coming in and they get it right away. So if you have a guy who you're not really sure of that you drafted second, third, fourth round, whatever, or you got in free agency and your team's not doing well, okay, see ya. We'll get another one next year.
Right.
So it's just the most, I don't know, plentiful of positions where you can find stars.
So the New York Giants are trading for a wide receiver?
That's what it feels like.
We're not sure whom. We did a list yesterday talking about it. We're not sure when. Obviously, it'll happen before the trade deadline, which is on November 4th. But the New York Giants and Joe Shane are priming themselves to trade for a wide receiver.
That's what it feels like.
And you want to know why they're going to trade for a wide receiver? It's twofold. I said yesterday I would do it, not just for this year, but for this year and next year. But I'm Evan. I'm a guy sitting on sports talk radio. Joe Shane is doing it because he knows what I know, what you know, what Mr. Marin knows, what Sean knows, and what Dabo knows. They got to win games.
Yes.
And so I know that there are some Giant fans who say, forget this year. That's fool's gold. It's all about next year. To get to next year, this GM and head coach need a certain amount of wins.
True.
So there is an urgency in that front office.
I think who they go get is going to be is going to determine my reaction to it.
Oh, yes. As any trade should.
Mm-hmm.
As any trade should. Whenever we talk about trades, we're going to do it a lot during the baseball offseason. It's always about the whom and the what.
Right.
You know, Tommy will famously tell you with the James Harden trade, who's in the deal? Like, that stuff matters. So it's the same thing. Who is the wide receiver you're getting? What are you giving up? What's the contract situation?
Right.
All of that will help dictate how we feel about it.
Speculation on that, Sean?
I mean, there's a lot of speculation. Jacoby Myers, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of still buzz building around Olave and Waddle. And, you know, Waddle, I can't remember. Somebody mentioned it first.
Well, they feel like they're just going nowhere, Miami. Yeah.
So, who mentioned Jalen Waddle first, Tiki?
That was you. That was you, Evan. As an IFO.
Let me just say this to all the Giant beat reporters, and I hope they know this. When Jalen Waddle gets traded to the Giants, all I want to see on your tweet is, as first reported by, no, as first suggested by,
as first speculated by.
Yes.
Can I put everybody back in a transporter for a second?
Yeah.
Can I take you back to 1 week ago, the Evan and Tiki show at Yankee Stadium? Are the Yankees going to force a game five? Aaron Judge hit the home run. Oh, we're going to be an American dream tomorrow. Giants, Eagles are going to get smoked by the Eagles. Whatever. We'll do a lot of baseball that day.
Told you they would win.
It is a full week later. The Giants have beat the Eagles, and they're clearing cap space to be buyers at the deadline for a wide receiver.
what the hell is going on?
What the hell happened?
Lock and change in a couple of days, bro.
What happened?
Lock and change.
But you know what? That's the NFL.
Yeah.
It's why it's the most popular sport, because anything can happen. You have no idea.
Which is why this is a challenging discussion when we talk about our views on the Giants and if they've changed or not. I try to stay grounded, but it's only 17 games, so it's tough to stay grounded when a game or two is basically the equivalent of 20 games in a baseball season. So I understand why one win would cause the Giant fan to say, I feel completely different about this team.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel the same.
It's also about who they beat and how they beat them.
Absolutely. I feel the same. Sunday would change everything. Mm-hmm. Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. The number, Chris in Tinton Falls. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, man, what's cooking? Hey, Tiki, I have one guy that I would add to that group that you had earlier that I feel really confident in.
Go ahead.
Kayvon Thibodeau.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Thibodeau, man, is playing
100%.
The best ball of his career, and Burns is as well, and I've got another point, but I think the one difference there, Abdul Carter, man.
Yeah.
He is making, even though he's not showing up in the stats, he's making everybody better.
Yeah.
No doubt.
No,
and Thibodeau
we saw that last week.
Stronger.
Yeah, he definitely, I mean, what did he do this all? I'm forgetting now. Boxing? No, not boxing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Wrestling. Didn't he wrestle? I think he wrestled this offseason. Now, I don't know how many of you guys wrestled. Not anybody in this room other than me.
No, no, no.
But I'm just talking about
We used to script it in the backyard.
I'm talking about real wrestling.
Oh, no, no.
Where you learn about leverage, but you also build this stupid strength when you wrestle. Like, you train to be a wrestler. And so it's helping him, obviously. But you mentioned Abdul Carter. He's still a rookie, so I'm not putting him in that category yet. But he shows up on the non-stat sheet in so many ways for this team. So I think Kayvon is on that list too.
I love when a caller can connect with another caller. Their opinion can be furthered with another opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And you're about to witness this because our last caller talked about how good Kayvon has been. Let's hear from Anthony in Toms River, New Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Abe. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Evan Tiki. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Good.
Yeah, so it makes a lot of sense to try and trade for a wide receiver for the development of Jackson Dart, especially with Neighbors out. But Kayvon Thibodeau, you know, as much as I like the player, he's due for a max contract, and I kind of think it makes sense to trade him because you have so many pass rushers and young players on defense already, like Burns, and Dexter Lawrence has a big contract.
It's a very interesting point. Just so we know, before you answer this, Kayvon Thibodeau has his fifth-year option, which has already been picked up for next year, in which he's due to make about $14 million. But then he is a free agent. Right. So even though they have him under control next year, they still have to pay him. And considering some of the other pieces they have, it's a fair question.
Well,
does that make sense, Deke?
Not really, because it's not a fair question. One,
Anthony did not ask a fair question?
No, it is, but it isn't. Okay. Because when you talk about the fifth-year option, Kayvon Thibodeau has not made Pro Bowls.
Right.
And if you don't make two or three Pro Bowls, I forget what it is. I think it's two. Multiple Pro Bowls in your first 4 years, your fifth-year option is not exorbitant. It's not, you know, near the franchise tag. And so $14 million for Kayvon Thibodeau, the way that he's playing, is a steal.
But wouldn't that make it such a great value that you could use it in a trade discussion?
Yes.
Especially if your intention is not to lock him up long term.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
But my part two of this is why you can't trade him. What they are doing, how Shane Bowen is utilizing those three guys in particular, and Dex as well, but Dex is always at a three technique or nose or whatever. But those pass rushers are so versatile in what they do, it's allowing every one of those guys to eat, right? Every one of those guys gets a one-on-one opportunity, and it's only because you have three good rushers. And sometimes you see Brian Burns standing up over the center. Sometimes you see Kayvon Thibodeau standing up over the center. Sometimes you see Abdul Carter standing up over the center. And you don't know what's happening. Are they dropping out, or are they rushing so that you're forcing all five of the offensive linemen to block man-to-man? And if you do that, one of those guys is winning. And especially if you start throwing in the twist in the games that they run. So I think if you lose Kayvon Thibodeau, who's taking his spot? Like, what other of your defensive edges is that good that he's going to allow your defense to be as dominant as it's been the last couple of games? The answer is nobody. I'm just telling you, because you look at there's nobody else that's going to do that. So I get why people are saying, get the value. I'm a baseball mind. Trade Kayvon Thibodeau.
It is very baseball-like.
It's so stupid to me, but because it doesn't work in football. Because you're cutting your nose off.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.